Welcome to BPS Smart, a local podcast taking you behind the scenes of Brevard Public Schools to share stories of those making a difference in the lives of over 70,000 students and 9,000 BPS employees. I'm your host, Sarah Allman. Today's episode is taking us back, way back to elementary school. We have some amazing guests lined up for you from University Park and Palm Bay Elementary, and we'll get you everything you need to know to successfully transition your VPK and younger students into kindergarten. Now, I mentioned on our last episode, we have a sponsor for the series, Community Credit Union. They've served Brevard Public Schools in our community for 68 years with all the financial services you need to run your household or business. As a not-for-profit, member-owned cooperative, CCU is able to offer great rates and focus on making money for you, not from you. When it comes to spending, saving, or borrowing, they've got you covered. CCU offers a free checking account with benefits you won't find at any other bank or credit union in the area. It's the only place you can get a fee-free Visa debit card that features your favorite high school mascot. Visit ccuflorida.org or any branch to see what Community Credit Union can do for you. We're going to start this episode off spending some time with Miss Anna Diaz, principal of University Park Elementary. She's sharing with us what makes University Park and her little pandas special. So let's listen in to what Anna has to say.
We're looking for people who have character. We're looking for people who have a sense of responsibility and respect for their fellow humans. And that is, to us at University Park, the most important thing, the foundation of what we can create in our children so that we can grow human beings that in the future we can be proud of, that we were a part of their world and we were a part of creating that little, that amazing person who's now a leader in our world. And, you know, we tell our children all the time and the staff, everybody here is a leader and everybody here is a winner. Because at some point you have to take a leadership role. And at some point, even when you feel like you've lost, you can learn a lesson from your losses. So you're always a winner as long as you're learning from your mistakes.
Yeah, it's that Panther pride. Your mascot is, the Panda pride. I'm looking at it right behind you, that you embrace through your staff. I've been lucky enough to attend a few community events at University Park. And I just think it's amazing. There's, an open door policy with community partners to help with events, to be able to volunteer, mentor with the students again in non-COVID times. It does look different now. And I know you mentioned some of the virtual options that exist with mentoring, but what an incredible foundation for students to be able to build on K through six. You even mentioned the pre-K that you have there so they can start even younger and embracing those values. As we get ready to wrap up, what are some of the highlights of this school year with University Park? What sticks out to you as just moments where you were either exceptionally proud of your staff or students and all the adversity that we've all been facing?
Yes. Oh, I'm proud of them every single day, but most proud I think I have been of my students and my staff in how they support one another. We've had some very difficult challenges and with health issues for some of our staff members and some losses, and they have stuck through this together in supporting one another. And most importantly, never losing the focus on the learning. Every day is a wonderful day of learning, no matter what's going on around us and how difficult our challenges may be. We could have be doing e-learning, hybrid learning, on brick and mortar learning, and whatever is happening, learning is happening. And there's so much improvement and there's so much pride in their work. I love that when the students come to my office to show me when they've improved in some area. And it's that individual personal growth that we want to see translated into more global way to capture that growth. But right now, is that individual growth, and they are so proud of their growth, and they know that they are here to learn, and they know that when they step onto our school, that we are a united family. We're one heart, one school, one vision.
And all these little leaders that you're empowering every time they set foot on there. So thank you, Anna, for your leadership. Thank you to your staff. We love all the uniqueness of University Park and the way that you care for each other. It's an excellent model that we see throughout our schools. So we thank you for your time. And if you want to learn more about University Park Elementary, again, they're located in South Melbourne. They are very close to the campus of FIT. They do a great job keeping up their Facebook page. So make sure to follow them on Facebook, University Park Elementary, and you can see what the little pandas are up to. Anna, thanks so much. Our next guest comes to us from the home of the Little Pirates, Palm Bay Elementary. We have Miss Barbie Miller with us today. Barbie, thanks for coming to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I know you've been at Palm Bay Elementary for a little while. Tell us how long and a little bit about your role, and then we'll dive into the amazing opportunities that Palm Bay Elementary offers our younger students.
I've been at Palm Bay Elementary for over 20 years. I am the teacher of gifted students and the partner and education coordinator. I also coach future problem solving and Special Olympics, and I'm the sponsor of the Safety Patrol.
So even just hearing what your role entails, sounds like there's some pretty unique opportunities for students there.
Absolutely. Our school has tons of opportunities for our students. Our PBIS initiative is to lead, L-E-A-D. And so we talk constantly about being leaders and developing leaders. That's one of our major initiatives at our school.
So go back to PBIS. What is that program?
It's a positive behavior incentive program. And so students are rewarded for behaving positively in the classrooms. And as I said, our initiative is LEAD leaders. And so we encourage our students to listen to learn, encourage good habits, applaud diversity, and to do what's right. And then we reward them for those behaviors.
So you're having little pirates becoming little leaders.
You got
through
it.
The yep, process.
Absolutely.
I love that. I love that. So of course, our elementary schools in Brevard are K through six. So you've got little through. Do you guys do VPK?
We do have a large VPK program. We have Head Start, Blended, and ESEVE, pre-K. Yes.
Excellent.
Very large program.
Excellent. So your work, I know through Partners in Education and several of the other initiatives you mentioned that you champion, you get to work a lot with community people. You guys, Palm Bay Elementary does an amazing job with their social media. If you're a listener, check them out on Facebook under Palm Bay Elementary. Miss Miller is awesome at capturing some of the fun things they do. But I want to give you the floor to tell us about the programs, tell us the unique things that you're able to involve your students in.
Well, thanks for mentioning our Facebook, because we do work really hard to celebrate our students and celebrate our school on our social media. We have a Special Olympics Unified program at our school, which is unique to Palm Bay Elementary. We have partners and athletes working side by side to celebrate friendships. We have lots of opportunities for kids to be involved in competition. We have STEAM teams that compete in Sea Perch and Shark Tank.
Wow.
We have future problem-solving teams that compete in scenario writing and global issues. We take part in the public speaking contest every year. So those are just some examples of our competitive nature in a good way, where we try to encourage our students to be leaders through competition, because of course we're enriching their academics at the same time. But yes, as far as the community connection, we work closely with Junior Achievement and the Children's Hunger Project. We encourage our students to be part of the community, but also our staff.
Yeah.
Our staff participates in community events with Special Olympics, with Making Strides, with March of Dimes, with Brevard Schools Foundation. And whenever possible, we do try to connect our school to the community just to showcase how great our kids and our programs are.
And I think it goes back to the PBIS initiative you mentioned, LEAD. You're not only teaching the students, but it's really awesome to see it full circle
involving staff, that it's not just about getting resources for the school, but there's ways that they can become responsible citizens and give back to their community.
Yeah, we're really proud, again, to be a Special Olympics school. As a great example, we participate each year in the Polar Plunge, which takes place at Aquatica, and we always have a large staff team that participates in that event.
That's right. You guys make like a field trip out of it.
It's a huge event. We've had over 50 staff members before participate on a given day, and it just builds camaraderie between the staff. And then, you know, we're super proud to give back to Special Olympics, who gives to us. And we believe that with the Children's Hunger Project as well, Brevard Schools Foundation, if there's an opportunity for us to give back, we definitely try to do that.
I love that spirit. And I know anytime I've been on campus there or been involved in a project, that's really apparent. You've got great pirate pride. I know you're really passionate about. You can see their little pirate mascot who you described it yesterday in a great way, that he's not a swashbuckler.
Yeah.
But tell me about the character of this pirate.
Well, our little pirate, we always say he's not a swashbuckler. He's happy. He's fun loving. He's good spirited. He loves to learn. He loves to be active. And so we have murals all over our campus. It's something I'm constantly building is our artwork. We have a flag that flies over our campus now that says Little Pirate Pride.
Yeah.
We have signs in front of the school, just trying to build that Little Pirate Pride sense of community, let the kids know this is their special place. This is where they spend their day, and they should be proud of it.
Yeah, I completely agree. And now, so you mentioned there's some options for younger students that aren't yet in kindergarten there. There's the VPK, there's Head Start. I know on this episode, we're going to be focusing a little bit about on that kindergarten transition. So it sounds like parents and families are set up for success there. They can enter before the kindergarten area. But if a parent's coming to Pompey Elementary at kindergarten for the first time, what would you want them to know? We've talked a lot about the great programs, but if you were talking to woman you met in the grocery store, what are some of the things that you would say, these are reasons why you should consider Pompey Elementary?
Well, I would definitely encourage any student in our area to come to our school. The programs are great. The teachers are great. I think families and children feel really welcome at our school. We meet kids' needs across the board, whether they're academically high or low, whether their social emotional needs are great or minor, regardless of the family situation. We try to make all families and all children feel really welcome and really part of the school community. So I think any five-year-old, any kindergartner coming to our school would immediately feel that sense of Little Pirate Pride and feel that sense of welcoming.
Yeah, I want to enroll. Where do I get my application for kindergarten?
We'd love to have you. And we have fantastic kindergarten teachers, all our teachers, of course.
I agree. Now tell us where Pompey Elementary is located.
We are in the corner of Pompey Road and US 1, kind of tucked behind L3 Harris off Pompey Road.
Okay, gotcha.
In a neighborhood there.
So for our listeners, that gives you a little bit of idea where they're located. You can find any information you want about Pompey Elementary on our website, brevardschools.org. Ms. Miller, thank you for coming in to share. I know we could talk all day about the awesome mentor opportunities that are even there. I love that you brought up the community connection and some of the organizations that give back to Pompey Elementary, but that you're also able to give back to. Any parting words for our parents or community members listening?
Just as Sarah had said, check us out on Facebook and see all the great kids, great smiling faces, and wonderful things going on at Pompey Elementary.
Thank you so much, Ms. Miller. Our final guest in today's episode is bringing you everything you need to know to get your students successfully transitioned from VPK to kindergarten. We are joined by our district coordinator for early childhood education, Ms. Priscilla Danino. Priscilla, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me here. We are so excited about the upcoming week.
Thank you. Yes, I know there's a big week coming up in the spring. It's the end of March. Why don't you go ahead and give us the dates for that week and tell us why it's so important for our kindergarten students?
Yes, I'm so happy to share that with all of the families that will be listening. It is called Kindergarten Registration Week, and it begins on March 29th, and it ends on April 2nd. And it is a big event. It is a celebration, and it's really the first step for your child to enter public schools. Though you may have been in a private provider or in one of our public school programs, kindergarten is where everybody begins their education. So it's important from that first day to tell your child how excited you are, whether this is your first child or your last child, or more children to come. You want to make it a big event for them and show them where the school is and get them excited too.
I love that you called it a celebration. It's a celebration not only for the children, I'm sure for the parents as well. So what do they need to know? I'm glad that you put those dates out there. That's March 29th through April 2nd, kindergarten registration week. Give us a little bit of info of what parents need to know beforehand, if there's any documentation they need to bring. What would it look like for them to get them registered?
What it looks like for you to get registered now, today, is to go on to the Brevard Public Schools website. Just start there. Go right to the homepage. There may be a banner on there, but in the event it's not there yet because you're so excited after hearing this that you just want to get started, then you'll just go on the homepage. Then you'll look for a tab that says Parents and Students. You'll click on that, and then it will take you to a list of places you can travel. And so you want to look for the button that is registration information. Once you arrive there, it's going to give you a lot of very explicit information on what you need to do. But I'm going to bypass that for right now and tell you just scroll down until you see a button that says School Finder. And I say that because we have 57 elementary schools in Brevard, but we like our schools to have autonomy. And so each school is going to be determining how they're going to do the registration process. So on the website, you'll have access to the documents. So if you're someone that likes to print them on your own, then you can go right ahead and get those ready. You're going to be needing two pieces of documentation that show your address is where you live. They have to determine that you are in their school zone. And if by mistake you go to the wrong school, they're certainly going to send you to the right place.
Yes.
So never worry, we work together as a team.
I'm glad you mentioned that School Finder. That's a really handy tool, whether you're getting ready for registration, whether you're curious about what your child's entire public school career could look like, but also really important for families relocating here. So that School Finder, they can find under, you mentioned the Parents and Students tab,
yes,
and then they'll see registration.
And then they'll go on that page, that little document, and you'll go down to School Finder. And it is so easy to navigate. You just have to type in your address and it will give you a map and it'll show you exactly where your school is. You can zoom all the way down to see surrounding streets. And I really encourage you, once you know that's your school, if it's close enough, take a bike ride, take a walk. And if it's not close enough, take a drive by. You know, that would be a way to start the celebration. Here's where you're going next year. And we're so excited that we're going to register. And I really want to say it's really important to try to register during that week. That week is very exciting. As you're going to the school, whether to drop off your paperwork or to pick it up if you choose to have them print it for you, it will be just so good for your child. Bring them along. Let them see other families, other children. And you may be surprised that someone that's going to kindergarten this year lives right down your street. But because families are inside a lot in Florida,
right,
for the weather, that you didn't even meet them yet. So I say, get out there and register.
Yeah.
And do it early.
So yeah, it's kind of like the earlier the better, because then that at the district gives us a marker for number of students. We can put preparations in place and kind of know where we're going to stand for the school year 2021-2022.
Exactly. And another reason why it's very important is each school right now is planning their kindergarten virtual orientation.
Got it.
And that is something that you really want to participate. And this year we're making it virtually friendly for both the parents and the students. So be sure that your child is right there with you so that they can see their school and meet the people. So they'll either be live or they'll have video recordings of the staff that are going to be important for you to know. So get on there and register. Go on the school site and kind of get to know a little bit about your school. Each of our schools offers something different.
I agree.
And something special,
yeah,
to their community. So, you know, find out about that. You know, put the faces with the names and help your child get used to that as well.
There's a lot of pride in our elementary schools that we see throughout Brevard. We mentioned this earlier in the episode that our elementary schools are K through 6. This episode specifically, we are hitting on the importance of that kindergarten registration to start your student's career. But that that's something that's very apparent if you follow any of our elementary schools on social media. We had Miss Barbie Miller earlier talking about the Pirate Pride, University Park with Anna, the Pandas. I don't think I know this many mascots for professional sports teams, but I know them for our elementary schools based off of how excited the staff gets to kind of induct children into that process.
I'm glad that you brought that up. And it really is important. If you are a sports fan, you always want to know the mascot. Well, you want to know the mascot of your school as well. Another way to just get excited.
And, absolutely.
You know, really a good thing to bring up. Thank you.
Yeah. So again, those dates, it's March 29th through April 2nd, kindergarten registration. Anything we want to say to our VPK parents that are already in the program, they will go through the same process as families entering for the first time at kindergarten. That's correct.
Yes. And some families will say to me when they reach out, oh, well, my child is already attending this school. I don't think I need to go to the orientation, or I don't think I need to go through that meet and greet because my child is already there.
Right.
The experience that children have in our elementary schools in VPK is very different than the experience they're going to have when they're in kindergarten because they were younger. And so they're kept a little bit more in their room. They even eat in their classroom sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Where when you go to kindergarten, you're throughout the school. You're on the wheel, you're going to special activities like art and music, PE, media center, even computer labs, where the VPK children may not have had that. They've had access to that, but usually in their classroom. So yes, be sure that you take any orientation that they offer and go and meet the people that your child is going to be with this year.
That's a really good point. Same building, same location, but it's going to be a different experience. They're going to get a little more freedom brought to them. And mm-hmm. It'll probably be comforting for the parents too, to know what those steps look like. I remember a friend telling me when she was able to go, this was in a pre-COVID time on campus to register her child for kindergarten, and saw, you know, 5-year-olds taking bathroom passes and going to the bathroom. She kind of freaked out and was like, oh my gosh, I don't think my child's ever gone to a restroom by themselves. But I think it provides security to our parents as well, to show them we have processes in place, and it's kind of fun for them to take that next step into becoming independent.
It's I smile as you say that. Sometimes it is harder on the parent.
Yes.
So it's very reassuring for you to really go to the orientations. I know they're going to have some virtual videos for you to see classrooms at different places that your students will be. Definitely do that. And, you know, mom and dad, grandma, whoever's listening to this, you want to know where the child is, and you want to really celebrate that journey with them. And that brings me to an important topic. You know, something for you to think about. You know, does your child play well with other children? Does your child separate from you without getting upset? Do they care about the feelings of others? These are the things that are most important when a child is beginning school. It's not so much the academics or the ABCs. It's really, will they fit in? Will they feel like this is now an extension of their home family, and now they have a school family? So there are some things you can do to help your child with this. Give them small chores at home to help them learn responsibility. Because in the classroom, they're going to get jobs.
Right.
They're going to get jobs with partners. They're going to get jobs independently. And it's just a good practice for them to say, oh, I know what it's like to be responsible. At home, this is what I do. The more you can talk to your children about this, the more they're going to contribute their self to the classroom. Something else that you can do is really praise your child when they do something well. And what I mean by that is praise the process. When we say just, you know, good job, remember that children don't know what that means. Is that because I'm standing up straight? Is that because I put my toys away? Be very specific with the praise, because that's the same thing they're going to have in the classroom.
Yeah.
Get them comfortable with what school routines will feel like. And be sure that they can put their things away. Independence is a big part of kindergarten curriculum.
Absolutely. I'm glad that you mentioned that earlier. The whole orientation process with kindergarten, it's not necessarily about the academics or things like sight words, but it's more about that adjustment for the student. It's a huge step for them. It's a huge step for the parents. So thank you so much for sharing those tips with us.
You're welcome. I just have one more
I'd like
to share. It's about their readiness physically.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times we think that they're ready, but they're not ready for all of the pieces that are going to be put at them when they're in kindergarten. And I like to think about the physical skills, because they have small motor, which is what they do when they're writing or holding or putting puzzles together. And then, of course, they have their gross motor. So when I think about the young children, I was a kindergarten teacher for 10 years, and I know this was so important to them. Does your child enjoy playing outside? running and jumping and climbing. They don't need to enjoy all of them, but we certainly want to encourage you to encourage them to try. If they're not doing some of those things, get outside with them and give them that opportunity. Do they know how to hold a pair of scissors? You know, can they snip? Can they cut? Don't be afraid of scissors. They have a lot of safety ones out there. So don't worry about them cutting things in your house or their self. You know, and things that you can do to help them is, you know, get outside with them and participate. If they have an opportunity to pedal a tricycle, that does so much for self-confidence. And it's self-confidence that encourages a child to try something new in the classroom. So think of something you haven't done together yet and get out there and do it.
Those are our really, really excellent tips. And I love also earlier that you mentioned taking care of registration during this week of March 29th through April 2nd. That gets the ball rolling. So that's one thing checked off the list when they're registered, but then they have that time from then until August to try some of the things that you mentioned.
Yes. And when you do go to register, and when you leave, you're going to get an amazing packet from your school that's going to give you a calendar of ideas of things to do in the month of June and the month of July with your child. That's why it's so important to go early so you have access to those wonderful materials. Also, we partner in Brevard Schools with Early Learning Coalition, and they've provided a family book, and it's full of wonderful things that you can do together with your child to get them ready for kindergarten socially, emotionally, physically, and of course, with language. Talk, talk, talk. Make time to ask your child questions that don't have a one-word answer. Give them opportunity to think. Why do you suppose? Why do you think that happened? What makes you say that?
Sure.
Let's try it out.
Yeah.
You know, really get them engaged in all of that processes. Sometimes as parents, we do so much for them that we forget to ask them what they think about it. So take that time. That's another excellent. Important readiness skill.
And thank
for
you
them.
for mentioning that packet and all the materials that are going to be ready. Again, to get yourself ready, go ahead and check out the website now beforehand, brevardschools.org. You'll see a parents and students tab at the top. You will want to look for kindergarten registration to find your school finder if you're unsure of what campus your child will be at. And then from there, each school is going to handle the process differently. We're going to have some options to come on campus. Some schools might have appointments. Some will be hybrid blended. So it really is, as Ms. Danino mentioned, with 57 different elementary schools, they're all going to have their own formula. So it's best to contact your school itself. But that important week is March 22nd through April 2nd. Ms. Danino, it was a pleasure having you and taking time to just talk and discuss about what's so important for our little ones. Thank you for those reminders. And thank you to our listeners. We are very excited for the little ones coming into BPK and kindergarten. And we hope that you have a great registration process.
And thank you so much for having me. And parents out there, we just want you to know that Brevard Public Schools is ready to welcome you and your student to our school families. We look forward to seeing you and meeting you. Thanks so much.